Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
City of Oakland still trying to keep the A's and house them at the planned Howard Terminal Stadium, but Las Vegas is making moves on the team as well, and Major League Baseball wants a decision to happen soon either way. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And time's running out. If they do even plan to move to Las Vegas, they got to find some place to call home.
Yeah, well, they've narrowed the selection down in Las Vegas to two possible sites, one on each side of the Strip, and one of them is the Las Vegas Festival site, and that's where they're talking about putting in a 35,000-seat dome stadium. And the A's owner and president, Dave Cavill and John Fisher, were in Las Vegas last week, and they were meeting with local business leaders there and casino operators. And the casino operators started sending out messages, let's get behind this, big support, let's try to do it. Now, the governor of Nevada, Joe Lombardo, says he's not looking for a repeat of the Raider deal where they raised hotel taxes in order to build the Raiders a stadium, but he says there's other programs that are possibly available. So it's a question of attitude. Does Las Vegas have the attitude to get it done, or does Oakland? And right now, I got to tell you, signs pointing to Las Vegas.
Hey, how is that dance going between Oakland and the A's?
Well, it's not. It's pretty much frozen for a couple of reasons. Number one, the federal funding, transportation funding that they hope to use for infrastructure, about $180 million, didn't happen. So they're going to have to try to find some extra money. The second part is that we've had a change in administration in Oakland. Libby Schaap, who was a big supporter of the Howard Terminal site, is no longer mayor. And her city administrator, Ed Reskin, is heading for the door. He's going to be out there if he's not already. He's going on to Santa Cruz to work at the UC there. So the top negotiators in the Oakland side aren't there. And new mayor Xing Tao says she needs to get up to speed and find out what's going on. Well, that's a little late in the game because the A's wanted that deal done this year, or actually last year, and now they're on overtime. You know, there's another change that's happened is Major League Baseball has waived the relocation fee for Las Vegas if the A's go there. And that could be an incentive because that could save about $1 billion. And so I got to say, it's looking more and more like the A's are heading to the door at Oakland.
Yeah, you're right about the new mayor, Xing Tao. Since this is such an important issue, one would think you'd be read into that before you even moved into the office.
Well, you know, that's a good point, but it's been interesting. I remember back even when Jerry Brown was a mayor and they were talking about building a downtown ballpark, Eric. You know, it's a top issue. It's an important issue to three out of four Oakland voters. But it's always been a question of whether it's the top issue. Right now, let's be honest, we have housing, they have homelessness, they have crime problems. I mean, there are other things that might be on top of the radar bigger than this. And there's also the question of money. When it comes right down to it, how much are you going to be willing to put up if you have other needs? So the biggest backer of the Howard Terminal is the labor council, the unions in Alameda County, who see jobs there going on for decades, and rightly so, because it would be a $12 billion whole new neighborhood being built. Whether they have the political clout and also the administrative wherewithal to pull something like this off remains to be seen. But the talks have pretty much slowed to a standstill, and I don't think it was helped much when Oakland decided to enter into negotiations with the African-American Sports and Entertainment Group about developing the Coliseum site, which the A's thought was theirs as well. So the plot thickens, the clock is ticking, and I got to say, from now on, when I'm covering this story, I'm calling Vegas odds makers to get their take as well.
Okay. Thanks so much, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.